I'm Carol Hills with The World. Last Sunday, a comedian got the most votes in Guatemala's presidential election. And Jimmy Morales has a serious chance to win outright in a runoff next month. So Guatemala could go from having an incumbent president resign amid a massive corruption scandal to having a comedian in charge of the country. This isn't funny for Andrea Itzu, a human rights activist in Guatemala City. She says Morales is a well-known personality in the country.
He used to play roles as comedian in TV shows, and also they has been participating in past elections. And he was running as a parliamentarian in 2011, but he didn't win. And now he's running for president with another political party that represents military interests.
So he's sort of a conservative candidate. You know, before the whole thing with President Molina resigning and the corruption, Jimmy Morales wasn't somebody who was thought to have a chance. What happened? Why did he seem to get this vote?
Well, there are a few facts. The first of all, it's the role of the biggest media in Guatemala. They start pointing at Jimmy Morales as a possibility to be elected. And he started to be appearing in TV shows and radio stations, in top shows. Well, talking about his program and saying that he will not rob Guatemalan's money and like trying to put himself as the salvation that Guatemala needs. Like, we don't need more classic politicians. I'm a new politics class.
So you say he's got the support of the big media companies in Guatemala and he is portraying himself as a kind of new type of politician, but actually he's same old, same old. Is that the idea?
Yes, that's the idea.
What do you think of him?
For me, especially, he is racist. In his TV show, as a comedian, always make fun about indigenous, always make fun about our customs or the way we speak. So I personally don't like him.
So you yourself are an indigenous woman who work for the rights of indigenous women. Is there any credible candidate who's facing off against Morales?
Well, I can say that there's no choice. People has to choose between two right programs that are implementing extractive projects and that are actually not changing the way the things are going. I certainly see no hope in these both candidates that are running for presidents. But an important thing is that also in the past elections on Sunday, we do not choose just presidents. We changed local power and local governments. That is also really important in a lot of communities that are doing resistance against extractive projects. And we have seen the behavior that the political parties that are related to these extractive industries were re-elected or were elected in a lot of communities. And that's a big concern, because even if the president changes, that means in the local communities, the things are not going to change. People is going to be criminalized, persecuted, and also they're going to implement mega projects against the will of the communities.
Andrea Itzu is a human rights activist in Guatemala City. Thank you so much, Andrea.
You're welcome.